Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I have Mom and Daddy Verner.
Yes.
Miss Williams.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Auntie Betty?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Mom, would you do me a favor?
What's that?
Do the reading out of Genesis 24.
Okay.
Stop at 19, 1 through 19. Start at in 24, 1 through 19.
Okay. Chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well sickened in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his elder servant of his house that rule over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughter of the Canaanite among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from which thou comest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bringest not any son again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spoke unto me, that spoke unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this. He shall send his anger before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from death. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then shall be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son better again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we had a few people to join while Mom was doing the reading out of Genesis 24. We had Reverend Allen and Miss Allen to join. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
And we also had Angela to join in. Good evening. Okay, thank you for that reading, Mom. good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share with the group tonight. If not, just say pass. Now may everyone bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your patience. Father God, we thank you for your words. And may your words manifest in us to help us get to the next level in our walk with Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service that is not of you. Your words, let your words only travel through these airways, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Dear Heavenly Father, this week we ask that you order our steps and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. We ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us, and lead the ones that have gone astray back to the prayer service. Heavenly Father, continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Okay, Matthew 19:26. Ms. William, would you do us the honor in leading in that for us, please?
Okay. Yes. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man this is impossible.
With man this is impossible.
But with God,
but with God,
all things are possible.
All things are possible. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. We are just going to go down and listen. If you have something to share with us, please do so. If not, just say pass. First on my list is Daddy Verner.
Yeah, ma'am. I thought that, yes, sir, buddy. Here, ma'am, now. Okay, we must ever be growing in grace. And we can find that in 2 Peter, chapter 2-11, to chapter 17-18.
Amen.
And for these things, be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacking these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, thee rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. I believe I fall, never fall. For though an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly, unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware that ye also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, thank you for that, Daddy. We're going to move right into Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read out the word too. And it says, Lord, we're back. Our love endeavor to look like the love that demonstrates for us. For love must be selfless and sacrificial. Let us ask God, faith, help us to love. Not to worry or speak, but in action and truth. Let people know the love of God, and that is here, they are new. And with our help, our hand, and our heart, let love them through our difference and the whole maker in the game. And while we are happy in the home, Satan's out there scoring touchdowns. My sisters and brothers, God's hand is our hand. And our work of the church is to get out of the hub and score some touchdowns for God. Let us be sincere and let God's hand our hand in serving others. Jesus is following the work that he started. He heals the broken heart, proclaim his liberty captive, gave sight to the blind, and set at liberty all who was oppressed. God is interested in seeing us do all these ministries, and if we do them, then God of glory will secure our passion. And when we pray, God will answer. When we call out for help, he would say, here I am. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that they are traveling wrong, then my living shall not in vain. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next I have Mom. Any good news?
Yes. Okay, I'll read Colossians 2:9-12, and the subject is that you have everything in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I do not see Bible. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity live in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature. Nor with a circumcision done by the hand of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ. Having been buried with him to death and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Next I have Reverend Allen. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will. I read 6 verses from the 14th chapter of John.
Amen.
Verse 1. Jesus said to his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also in me. In my Father's house, in many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am, that ye be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. But Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. Amen.
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 Hey, thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Ms. Williams, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Matthew 25.
Amen.
Verses 31 through 46, Jesus tells about the final judgment. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say unto those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, and thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invited you in? I needed clothes and clothed you. When did we see you sick and in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did to one of the least of these brethren of mine, you did also unto me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty, or a stranger, or needed clothes, or sick in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. I will go next. Amen. I will go next, and I will be coming out of Psalms 5, Salvation Come from God. O Lord, hear me praying. Listen to me, to my plea. O God, my King, for I will never pray to anyone but you. Each morning, I will look to you in heaven and lay my request before you, praying honestly. I will come into your temple, protected by your mercy and your love. I will worship you with deepest awe. Lord, lead me as you promised me you would. Otherwise, my enemies will conquer me. Tell me clearly what to do, which way to turn, for they cannot speak one truthful word. Make everyone rejoice who put his trust in you. Keep them shouting for joy because you are defending them. Fill all who love you with your happiness, for you bless the godly man, O Lord. You protect him with your shield of love. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes. Yes. I read from Proverbs 3, chapter 4.
from 1 to 10 last week. I'm going to read from 11 to 20 this week.
Amen.
My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary in his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrects, even as a father, the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that geteth understanding. The merchant is better than the merchandise of silver and gain, therefore than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all things that cast to thy are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in his right hand, and in his left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasant, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom has found the earth. By understanding he has established the heaven. By his knowledge are deep and broken up, and the clouds drop in dew. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Miss Allen. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
2 Corinthians and the 8th, starting at the 13th chapter and the 8th verse. For we can do nothing against the truth. We are glad when we are weak, but weak, and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. Therefore, I write these things being absent, being present, I shall see sharpness. I shall use sharpness according to the author, which the Lord have given me for edification and not for destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell, being complete. Be of one mind, live in peace, and in God of love, and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communication of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Next I have Angela. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Can you
speak up a little bit?
And the subject is called prayer. Can you hear me?
Amen. Better.
When we make a commitment to Jesus Christ, God grants us a new walk and a new talk. Talking to the Lord is prayer, but prayer is more than just saying what we feel. Making a commitment to Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit transforms the heart, and from a transformed heart comes a new desire for what we want and need. What comes naturally to us is living according to the flesh, but Jesus teaches us how to walk and talk in the Spirit. Jesus' prayer is a model prayer, speaks the ring of God's will on earth, according to Matthew 6:10. Through it, we are challenged put aside our personal quest for gain, because what is best for us is that God's will, not our will, be done. When we pray daily, we ought to acknowledge God's sovereignty. We ask the Lord to meet our basic needs, because we learn it is only through the Lord that we live and move and have our being. We make a recommitment to the Lord, confessing and repenting of known and unknown sins, because we are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We should also ask the Lord to give us the strength to love others as we want others to love us. We ought to tell the Lord we want to be kept by Him and not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hey, thank you for that, Angela. that concludes. Excuse me. That concludes that part of the program. So we're going to move right into the sick and shut in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lay your healing hands upon Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, the Zeke family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, LaTanya, Uncle Tim, Jessica Smith, Miss Wanda, Charles and Val, Marianne, Valerie Crockett, Vicki Hussman, Uncle Dave, Jordan and the Rako family, Michael and Denise Moody, Miss Water and family, Uncle Oliver, Maxine Johnson and Sonny, Angela Burns, Vastai, Mary Lowe, Mr. Williams, Rochelle Bessler, Jermaine, Dominique, Quentin, Eddie Tipman, Janet Williams, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working through them, in them, and with them. Let them know that you are still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Allow them to hear your still voice to help them through their pain, through their illnesses, through their depression, through their diseases. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now for the, we thank you right now for the works that you have done and for the works that you are doing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays, and I have the birthdays for the week of February 10th through February the 16th. I have Sylvia named down for a birthday in February, and I also have Faith, which is February the 12th. Any other birthdays we need to recognize?
My brother.
Okay, who, Mr. Who, Reverend Allen?
My brother's birthday is the 16th of this month.
Okay.
My and my sister Neil's birthday is the 25th of this month.
What's your brother's name?
Robert.
Robert Allen.
And your sister?
Neil Miller.
Neil?
Miller.
Miller.
And my LLDR.
Okay.
And I have a granddaughter,
okay.
Stacy Johnson.
Stacy.
The 12th.
Okay, February 12th. Okay.
Uncle Oliver.
Okay, Uncle Oliver.
Today.
Today. Well, I have a granddaughter, great granddaughter. Born on the 8th, 2 days old today.
Wow.
Your daughter-in-law birthday the 14th.
Yeah, that'd be next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Let's see here. I have Auntie Betty down to sing the birthdays for us.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to everyone. Thank you so much, Auntie Betty. Okay, that takes us right into our praise and testimonies, our songs, our poems. So I'm just going to go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I have Daddy Verner.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I want to read a little bit more about what if there were no black people.
Amen.
Yeah. And we start with Theo. Ran the paper and pencil, but notice the pencil lead was
gone.
Okay. Notice pencil lead was broken. He was out of luck because John Love, a black man, ran it, the pencil sharpener. Mother reached for a pen, but it was not there because William Trivet, a black man, invented the fountain pen. As a matter of fact, Lee Burgred invented the typewriting machine. And W.A. Lovett, the advanced printing press. Theo and his mother decide to head out to the market. Well, when Theo opened the door, he noticed the grass was as high as he was tall. You see, the lawnmower was invented by John Burroughs, a black man. They made their way over to the car and found that it just wouldn't go. You see, Richard Spike, a black man, invented the automatic gear shift, and Joseph Garner invented the supercharge system for internal combustion engine. They noticed that the few cars that were moving were running into each other and having wrecked because there were no traffic. Gary Morgan, a black man, invented the traffic light. Well, it was getting late, so they walked it to the market, got their groceries, and returned home. Just when they were about to put away the milk, egg, and they noticed the refrigerator was gone. They just left the food on the counter. But this time, Theo noticed he was getting mighty cold. Mom went to turn up the heat. And what do you know? Alice Parker, a black female, invented the heating furnace. Even in the summertime, they would have been out of luck because Frederick Jones, a black male, invented the air conditioner. It was almost time for Theo's father to arrive home. He usually takes the bus. But there was no bus because the electric trolley invented by another black man, Edward R. Robinson. He usually take the elevator from the office on the 20th floor. But there was no elevator because Alexander Myers, a black man, invented the elevator. He also usually dropped off the mail at a nearby mailbox, but it was no longer there because Philip Downing, a black man, invented the letter dropped mailbox. And William Barry invented the postmarking canceling machine. Their hand, when the father arrived, he asked, "Why are you sitting in the dark?" "Why?" "Because Lewis Howard Lanier, a black man, invented the filament within the light bulb. Theo quickly learned what it would be like if there were no black people in the world, not to mention if he were ever sick and needed blood. Charles Drew, a black scientist, found a way to preserve and store blood, which led to his starting the World Free Blood Bank. And what if a family member had a heart surgery? It would not have been possible without Dr. Downhill Williams, a black doctor who performed it, the first open heart surgery. So if you have a wonder, like Theo, where would we be without us? Well, it is pretty plain to see we would still be in the dark. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow. Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Thank God for black people.
Yes, oh yes.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Daddy. I'm moving right into Reverend Allen. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
No.
Thank you. And Auntie Carrie?
I was going to read the plan of salvation.
Amen.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:5. I can't see that one. Okay. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. We were therefore buried with him through baptism. Romans 6:1. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Mm-hmm. Psalm 51:7. Grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. The plan of salvation. The downward red arrow of the white into the black symbolized the fall of mankind from the purity of God into darkness because of sin. The death of Christ is taken on the sin of the world. It is represented by the red cross dripping his blood, which turned over those sins. This blood becomes the rain of his forgiveness on all who believe in him. The universal sign of a Christian, a fish, is submerged into the water of baptism. Snowflakes are formed out of the water, signify a right relationship with God. These snowflakes are then transformed into the growing flower, which symbolizes the life of a maturing Christian. Finally, the crown represents the eternal gift of Christ to every faithful believer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Next I have Miss Allen. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Hello. Okay, the greatest is love is kind, patience, never jealous of boastful, pride or rude. Love isn't selfish or quick tempered. It doesn't keep a record wrong that love rejoices in the truth, but not in evil. Love is always supporting Lord, Lord, hopeful and trusting. For now, these are there of faith, hope, and love, but these three, the greatest is love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for that, Miss Allen. Mom, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to share a poem.
Amen.
It said, retracting my step of the day. Lord, as I retract my step of the day, did I allow my light to shine, or was it somewhere stuck away? What is a pony emblem that never got a chance to grow, or did it develop into a brilliant, beautiful glow? Did it go out as soon as the adversary wind came past, or did it endure, strive, and last? Did I wear a smile that said, I have a joy that the world can't take away? Or did the expression on my face say, don't you dare mess with me today? Did I afford others the gift of patience that you so graciously gave to me? Or did I lose sight of this fact and accept it? Mm-hmm. Did my demeanor and action show through, rather than characteristic that glorify you? As I ponder and evaluate these questions each day, Lord, please let my light shine brighter to help show others the way. That's by Lynette L. Bryant from Arizona. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Auntie Betty, anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to sing a song.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He got the whole world in his hand. The whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got my father and my mother in his hand. He got my brother and my sister in his hand. He got my son and my daughter in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain in his hand. He got the moon and the star in his hand. He got the wind and the cloud in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the rivers and the mountains in his hand. He got the ocean and the sea in his hand. He got you and he got me in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here in his hand. He got everybody there in his hand. He got everybody everywhere in his hand. He got the whole world 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 in his hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, Mahia.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Angela, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I would like to say a poem.
Amen.
It is called Your World. Your Word. Your Word, O Lord, is wisdom and truth, and we need to know this when in our youth. To have it embedded deep in our heart, and never give it up and never let it part. We need to know the truth therein that will lead us to life and free us from sin. Your Word, O Lord, is faithful and just. In Your Word, we must put our trust. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, Miss. Thank you for that, Angela. Miss Williams, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I would just like to share this thought coming up Valentine's Day.
Amen.
We know that represents love.
Amen.
And the Word of God says a greater love has no man than this, that he will lay down his life for a friend. The last commandment Jesus gave while he was on earth, he commanded us to love ye one another. And my prayer and hope is on Valentine's Day, we will remember to love each other, but the greatest of all, that we will show love for our Father who is in heaven. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Okay, that takes us right into our serenity prayer. And Auntie Carrie, would you lead us out in that, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to change the thing that I can change, that I cannot change.
The serenity.
Let me read that again, okay?
Amen.
Let me read that again. The serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
The serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
The
courage to change the thing that I can change.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. Our closing prayer is Psalms 23, and before we go into that, I'd just like to know if there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into our closing prayer.
Adelaide.
The Reverend Allen said he's going to read it.
Yes.
Amen, amen.
Y'all ready?
Amen. Bow your head.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. But with me that rod, that staff, that comfort me. They prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Okay, and that concludes our program for tonight. The Nettleton family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. I pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Thank you, God, for being in our presence. Thank you for our prayer service, for we know that this would not be possible if it wasn't for you. Remember to keep God first in all that you do, and we must keep Satan, all his friends, and all his relatives at bay. Keep them off our mind and off our tongue. So when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen? Amen. Next week will be an open session, so come prepared to share God's good news. Jesus loves you, and so do I. May you all have a blessed weekend. We love you, and good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Good
night.
The week. Whoever served Christ will be honored by God. By God. John 12:26. Good night. Have a blessed week.